Turkey continues to mobilize its forces along the border with Iraq, despite strong opposition from the U.S. and others to any major Turkish incursion into Iraq. A senior U.S. envoy is holding a second day of talks on the issue with Turkish officials in Ankara, but there is still no sign of an agreement between the two sides. NPR's Guy Raz is in the Turkish town of Silopi, a few miles north of the Iraqi border. What's the latest on the Turkish military mobilization in the area?
Well, Bob, as you mentioned, there are thousands of Turkish troops that have mobilized along the border with northern Iraq. It's important to point out that they have not yet gone in. They're still inside Turkey. Only small numbers of Turkish troops have gone into northern Iraq over the past few days, simply to bolster the existing number of Turkish troops who are already in northern Iraq. There have been anywhere between 3,000 and 10,000 Turkish troops inside northern Iraq over the past 12 years. So right now there isn't a large deployment inside northern Iraq. There's still relatively small numbers, but a very, very large contingent of Turkish troops are on the Turkish side of the border, ready to go in when they receive the orders.
And those talks between U.S. and Turkish officials in Ankara, how are they going?
Well, Zalmay Khalilzad, who's President Bush's special envoy to Iraq, has been engaging in a tremendous amount of shuttle diplomacy, both with the Kurds in northern Iraq and with Turkish officials in Ankara. He's here today for a second day of talks. Today, the talks ended with no agreement. He came here to put the Bush administration's position on the table, and that is, the United States does not want to see a large number of Turkish troops going into northern Iraq under any circumstances. So again, no agreement was reached today. Khalilzad emphasized that the talks will continue. There will be constant communication between both sides. But it's very, very tricky because the Kurds in northern Iraq have said time and again, if there are large numbers of Turkish troops who do enter into Kurdish-controlled areas in northern Iraq, then the Iraqi Kurds will resist those incursions.
And it's not just the U.S. and Iraq's Kurds who are opposed to a Turkish incursion.
That's right, Bob. I mean, we're now hearing many of Turkey, of course, is a NATO member, and many of Turkey's NATO allies have weighed in on this. Germany has sent a crew to operate an AWACS anti-missile early warning system here in Turkey. Germany is threatening to pull that team out. And NATO is also, most NATO allies are now strongly pressuring Turkey not to go in there for fear that this could create sort of a second war, a war within a war, if you will. And that's a big concern, not just for Washington, not just for the Iraqi Kurds, but also for these NATO allies.
So why are the Turks so insistent about going into Iraq?
Well, the Turks believe that there will be a major refugee crisis, as they saw after the 1991 Gulf War. They had 500,000 Kurdish refugees coming into southern Turkey after the Gulf War. And the point that they've been making is they need some type of presence there in order to stem that potential influx. Now, we haven't seen it yet. It hasn't happened, and there's no evidence that it will happen anytime soon. And, of course, the other major point that the Turkish government has been making is they want to prevent any kind of creation of an independent Kurdish state in northern Iraq because, of course, there are 12.5 million Kurds inside of Turkey. And if you have an independent state inside of northern Iraq that's an independent Kurdish state, then the Turkish government is very concerned of the kind of impact it will have on its own very, very large Kurdish community here in Turkey.
NPR's Guy Raz in Silopi, Turkey, a few miles north of the Iraqi border.